This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier, and I'm standing right now near the intersection of Red River and Cesar Chavez, where there is a large construction project underway. A $370 million luxury hotel is being built here, the Fairmont Austin. And this is just one of many new hotels and condominiums that have sprouted up downtown over the last few years. Sometimes they've displaced longtime businesses. Other times they've displaced parking lots. That was the case here, because just 2 years ago, this was a venue during South by Southwest. Bring the hooks in with a bass band. Champagne spilling, you should taste it. Hands up! You already know! That's Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX in 2014 performing at the MTVU Woody Awards. Tonight, the Woody Awards are happening on the other side of Lady Bird Lake in the parking lot of the Austin American Statesman. So they're being pushed just a little bit outside the Central Business District. And that empty lot is not the only one downtown that's no longer available for use as a venue. So that had me wondering, how is real estate development and increasing prices for Austin real estate, how is that affecting South by Southwest? Is it getting harder to find spaces to rent? Are prices going up? I asked Jude Galligan. He's a realtor who runs downtownaustinblog.org, and he gets everyone from advertising agencies to Silicon Valley startups asking him to play matchmaker with event spaces.
Man, some can be completely unreasonable and others kind of just go with the flow. A lot of these people are shocked at the rents that people are asking. We've seen everything from $2,500 for a simple half-day buyout of a bar space on West 6th to $20,000 per day base venue rental with additional food and beverage guarantee, gratuity tax, etc.
In case you didn't catch that, that's $20,000 a day plus a guarantee that a certain amount of food and beverages will be sold. He says the South by Southwest premium on rental space is anywhere from 2 to 5 times more than normal. Others who work in real estate downtown have told me it can be as high as 10 times.
It was 2010, 2011 when I really started getting like, wow, these numbers are huge. And the hubris that some venue operators had, I was like, that's crazy. But then they started getting them. I think we have kind of plateaued as to what venue operators can expect. Because again, I can point you now to three downtown operators who would actually be very interested in setting up a venue space.
So there may be fewer empty lots as more buildings go up, but there are a lot more small spaces to rent out. Brad Spies is a special projects manager at South By and also works at finding event spaces.
You know, if you look at South By over the last 10 years, Rainy Street wasn't in existence 10 years ago. East Austin was not how it is now. So there's been a lot more supply of bars and music venues and restaurants and spaces. The demand, I would say, has kept up and then some.
So really, Austin's just grown right along with South by Southwest. But who can afford those high prices? Okay, McDonald's can, so can Pepsi, Samsung, Spotify. But what do they get out of it? I went to an event hosted by a multi-billion dollar multinational company to find out. Deloitte Digital is a technology consulting firm that is part of Deloitte, a privately held company that generated about $35 billion in revenue last year. They held an event at the Palm D'Or downtown on 6th Street last weekend. Not only did they have performances by Bayo, a side project of Vampire Weekend's bassist, and the Grammy-nominated artist RAC, but they also built this futuristic-looking musical instrument they called the Ark. It was a giant white circle people could stand around in the darkened room and touch glowing geometric shapes to make music come out of the speakers that surround it.
If I change this direction, you hear the pitch change. All right, so I'm able to integrate as we're playing this.
Rob Frazzini is Deloitte Digital's chief transformation officer.
How much did it cost to make this thing?
I can't tell you the cost of this. We didn't care about the cost, we thought about the experience.
He says the same thing about their whole event. There were free appetizers and drink tickets being handed out at the door, like so many events, especially during the interactive portion of South by Southwest. What is the point, though, of spending all that money? Is it just about branding?
certainly it is about branding, and it's about setting this new tone. We believe we're a new breed of organization, and so it's important to show the market that. We also think that our clients coming through, it helps them visualize and pushes them to places that they haven't thought of before, and that obviously has a return. But also, there's an amazing amount of talent at South by Southwest, and we are constantly looking to add the talent.
What better way to seem like a cool place to work than to throw a big party with hip musicians and futuristic conceptual instruments? Great if you're one of the world's largest digital consulting firms, but what if you're not?
There's a gentrification of the event as well. I mean, prices are going up for all sorts of services, and to rent a venue, whether it's for 3 hours or for 9 days, rising prices limits who can come in and who can afford to be there.
Brad Spies says South by Southwest Music pays for the venue rentals so their presenters, often small record labels or media outlets, can curate the musicians. Those presenters aren't making a lot of money, but they are getting exposure.
We want the little guys to come in and have a spot to show what they're doing that's new and different.
But if you're outside the South by Southwest umbrella, you have to pay those costs yourself. And you might do what a lot of people are doing and move further away from downtown. The DJ collective Peligrosa, for example, is holding a 5-day event, unofficial, further east down 6th Street near Kamal. Then again, the alternative is just to hold your event next week when all the crowds have left town and a fraction of the people are around to see it. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.